number two is from the Manager of Real Estate Services, DAS, reporting on the status of 2011 excess property sales.
Good morning.
Morning, Madam Chair. Morning, members of the committee.
I forgot to ask. Please everybody, please identify themselves for the individuals listening on the speaker.
Certainly. Craig Dillman, Manager of Real Estate Services. The item that you have before you is our monthly activity report. I do refer you to the second page, which indicates the outcome of sale proceeds, property proceeds for December, or actually for the entire year of 2011. As you can see in the second box, the gross amount and the budgeted amount of $400,000. The budgeted amount was exceeded by $769,000, which translates to about $728,000 net. So we sufficiently exceeded our budget. The only difference on this report from preceding reports is the next box, which indicates that by the county board approval of the daycare lease out on the county grounds, the county did receive the $57,000, which is the annual lease payment, which will now continue on. So we just wanted to point out that that lease payment was received.
Questions by committee members or comments? The only thing I wanted to point out, which I didn't think to mention before, is, you know, there is an old resolution around here that I will try and find that said, directed, that excess land sale money would be used for economic development and CDBG development efforts. And obviously we've not done that. We've used it for the county's bottom line. But I'll try and find that. It's from years back.
Chairman.
Mr. Beltman.
The current adopted budget supersedes that.
I know, and but I thought you might want to have it for the future for lobbying ability.
Unless otherwise directed in the budget. I think the language was, unless otherwise directed in the budget.
Absolutely.
The budget requires excess revenue from any source be put in the allocated contingent.
And frankly, I was just bringing up as a bargaining tool for future boards and future things, because there was a time, Mr. Dillman, when these funds would have been economic development and disadvantaged business development funds. It probably only lasted 1 year, if there wasn't that. It's that. Okay, item number three.